Yeah. Welcome to the presence, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. What are we going to do? And what else? Rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. Well, thank you all for being here. This is awesome. Awesome for family to get together, right? Amen. Welcome those of you who are in-house and those of you who are watching via live stream. We're going to have a good time. Awesome time in the presence of the Lord. How many of you love to praise the Lord? I said, how many of you love to praise the Lord? Would you look at somebody and say, come on and praise the Lord with me. Come on, look at somebody and say, come on and praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord with me. Here we go. Come on, Shannon.
Come on. name, Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we can come into your house and worship you freely, Jesus.
our God. Oh, praise you, Lord. Oh, he's such a wonderful God, isn't he? Oh, I believe he's moving in this place this morning. I believe he's working in our midst this morning. Lord, we just invite you to move, Lord. God, we just bind up every hindrance that might be in this place, in anybody's heart and mind and spirit, Lord. Lord, we bind that up in your name, Lord. You said whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, Lord. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, Lord. Lord, we pray in your authority, Lord, in your name, God. That hearts will be loose this morning, Lord. That souls will be loose this morning, Lord. God, I believe you're changing hearts. You're changing minds, Lord. God, we came in this house with a heavy heart, Lord. I think you're giving us a garment of praise, Lord, for the spirit of heaviness. Lord, you're giving us beauty for ashes this morning, Lord. You're giving liberty to the captives this morning. You're opening up prison doors to the bound, Lord, this morning, Lord. I feel it in our spirit this morning, Lord. You feel you speaking to our hearts, God, that you're changing things. Things don't have to stay the same, Lord. God, I pray that today would be our day of miracle, Lord. That God, those things we've been believing you for, that the change is taking place, Lord, even as we speak right now, and even as we pray, and even as we worship your holy name, Lord. God, you're moving in a mighty way in this house, Lord. I pray that you would just continue to have your way, Lord. God, direct this service, Lord. Let the anointing, Lord, destroy the yoke, Lord, this morning. Lord, I pray, God, for every heart and every soul, Lord. Every family, Lord, every marriage, Lord. Every home that's represented here. Lord, every prodigal that's not here today, Lord, I pray that they'd be coming home, Lord. That they'd wake up right now, come to their senses, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to your holy name, Jesus. Lord, we just praise you for your presence this morning. Oh, you are faithful, Lord. Lord, you're a way maker, Lord. Lord, you're a miracle worker. You're a promise keeper, Lord. Light in the darkness. Yes. Lord, you're transforming us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your precious Son, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. This morning I say unto the poor, say you are rich. To the weak, Lord, help them say I am strong. Lord, the joy of the Lord is our strength this morning. And even if I don't feel it, Lord, I feel your joy this morning. Praise the Lord. Even if I want to have doubt, I believe this morning, Lord, in your name. Oh, Lord, I praise you, Lord. I thank you for this service. Thank you for the worship that we've already experienced, Lord. I want to just keep worshiping you, God, in the remainder part of this service. Lord, I pray for the pastor, Lord. He bring the word with anointing and power, God, that our ears would be ready to hear and receive it, Lord. God, I know that you're already here, Lord. Your promise was two or three gathered in my name, that you'd be in our midst, and we feel you, Lord. We acknowledge you. We honor you. You're our God. Praise you, Lord. Lord, we pray all these things in the name of Jesus.
Come on, it's okay to give him a good praise this morning. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord? Hallelujah. Let's take this time and do our affirmation. Well, we should know it by heart anyway, right? Come on, let's everyone together. Father, I thank you that as I delight myself in you, you will give me the desires of my heart because you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. I will not lose heart or give up because I can do all things through you who strengthens me. And I will reap in my due season if I do not get weary in doing good. Father, I decree according to 3 John 2 that in every area of my life I am prospering and I am in good health, even as my soul prospers. I am free from pain, sickness, and disease, and I walk in divine health. Therefore now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. Amen. God bless you.
You may be seated. Welcome to the presence in Owosso. We are so honored to have each and every one of you here. And you know what? I'm just so thankful you joined us for worship this morning. Whether you're here or you're watching online, we're just appreciative that you are here with us in the presence of the Lord. And is there anyone that's with us for your very first time ever? Very first time. We've got all family here this morning. All right. Well, we want to encourage you just to continue to take whatever device you have and reach out and share on social media, send a text of a link at any time during our services, and invite someone to join us. And we also, today is just a day for the youth. Have got a lot going on today. So today I'm going to have everyone find a few people to greet, but I want you to make sure, reach out to a youth around you or a child around you and give them an extra special greeting today. Let's love on them, and let's take a moment to love on one another this morning. Find a few people in your area or go to the back. Whatever you would like this morning. If you're at home watching, you got a young one close, give them a big hug. You're watching online, our youth, I said, had a big day today, and they are gearing up for here later and at the end of service, heading out to eat together, fellowship, and do an escape room. I know they're all excited, and the clock is probably going to stand still a little bit longer for service today for them. I'm thankful for all of our helpers with our children, our youth this morning. As everyone is making their way back, and as Pastor Alvin is making his way up, we want to let all of our children, we want to dismiss you. So if you will stand, if you're not already standing, our children, and make your way to the back. All right, and we are honored this morning to have the one and only Pastor Alvin Frugé. Let's give him a hand.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord, everyone. Hallelujah. Everybody doing good? So listen. Here's what's going to happen. Pastor's going to preach. Oh, yeah, he's going to preach today. And when we're finished, as the Lord leads, I believe there'll be some, maybe a little brief altar call. But then we have planned a youth outing, and all of the youth say hey. All right, Dad Mixon, I hear you, Dad. Hear you. But and we have a schedule somewhere. We have to be at a certain time, so we're going to try to jet out of here, and that includes myself and Pastor Sonola at about 11:15. So when I'm finished preaching, when I'm finished ministering, I'll have Gary to come up, and he'll do the offering, or Pastor Larry, and we'll have them do the blessing. But I want you to pray for our youth today. We're going to eat lunch, and then we're going to an escape room, and we're going to have a good time. Amen? So listen, do me a favor. Turn with me to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Lift your Bible up. Hallelujah. Come on, say this. I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Come on, say it again. I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, I will tell you that what I'm going to share is we're going to expose the devil today. And so I usually pray, but I've asked, the Bible says call for the wailing women. We got some wailing women in the church. And so I've asked Sister Ava if she would just pray. You can lead us in a little word of prayer. Yeah, you can turn around towards the people. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Turn that microphone on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus for this day. We thank you in the name of Jesus that our ears would be open to hear what you're saying to your people today, Jesus. Lord, we want to honor you today, Lord. We want to honor you today, Lord. We want to move forward in you, Jesus. Some of us are stuck. We're stuck. We're stuck in a pattern. We're stuck in habits. We're stuck in vices. Lord, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, but your people desire to be unstuck. We desire to be unstuck, but some of us don't know how to move. We're in a holding pattern. I bind the enemy right now in the name of Jesus that has come against God's people and made us stuck. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that your people will be released today through your word, Jesus, that they will be released through the words of the pastor as you have given him what to speak to these people today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open our ears today. Open our hearts. Hallelujah. Let this be the last day, the last time that we're stuck in these holding patterns. I speak deliverance to your people, Jesus. Deliverance. Deliverance. That we would open our mouths and speak the word. That we would open our mouths and speak the word. Some of us are not speaking the word. We're silent. The devil has closed your mouth. Hallelujah. The devil has closed your mouth. You can't speak. You can't speak the word. You can't speak the word. Start speaking the word over your life, over your situation, over your children, over your finances. Speak, 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 speak. Open your mouth. Speak, speak. Do not be silent anymore. Do not be silent anymore. Hallelujah. God created the world through the power of his mouth, through the power of words. He's given us this creative power as his people. Speak the word, be incident, season, and out of season. As we hear this word today that Pastor speaks, let it charge our hearts and charge our lives. Let it recharge us to get out of these holding patterns. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Ava. I want to read for you Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 10 through 12. Ephesians 6, 10 through 12. And I'm going to read the King James Version because it has some things in there and some Greek and Hebrew, Greek definitions that you only gain from the King James Version. So Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 12 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And I want to use as a subject this morning the evil among us. The evil among us. Thank you. Everybody say the evil among us. I said earlier that I'm going to expose the devil today. I had a dream, and this happened a few weeks ago. And I'm sure I'm not different from other people. There, in my 60 years, I know you think it's just 45, but in my 60 years living, I can remember a few dreams. I can remember a few dreams that I've had that just kind of stuck with me. I'm going to share with you two of them today, but right now, here's, I had a dream just a couple of weeks ago, and I was in what I would say, the best way to describe it was a college dorm room. I have no idea why I was in there, but that's kind of what it felt like. Either it was a college dorm room or a very bad hotel. And I was getting up to walk, and the bed and stuff was here, and I was getting up to walk out the door. And I was walking out the door, and before I made it to the door, I was lifted up, and I was on my back. And you know how sometimes when you dream, well, I'll just say it like this. I thought, wow, this is cool. I mean, it was like I was dreaming, but I was like, man, this is interesting. This hadn't ever happened before. So I was levitating on my back, sort of like if I was floating in water. And then I started moving back into the room and was set down on the floor. And all that time my eyes were closed. And when I opened my eyes, I saw sort of a black figure. And the reason I knew that it was a figure is because I also saw two yellow eyes that were now staring at me. And when I saw this, I realized that it was an evil spirit. And you know how people say, you like when you get into a situation like, you know, you're getting ready to have a car wreck, you know, you're Jesus, you know, whenever you're getting, you know, you might be having a dream, and you're like, Jesus, you know how people do that? It, you know, I didn't do that. You know what I said? I was like, when I saw that spirit, I immediately started saying, I ain't scared of you. I ain't scared of you. And I tried to get up, and I couldn't quite get up, but I kept saying, I ain't scared of you. And I could tell I was in a dream, but at the same time, I could tell I was in a fight. And at one point, my speech started to slur. You ever had dreams where you're trying to say something, and I was like, I ain't scared of you. And I got my speech back. Look at somebody and say, it's time for you to get your speech back. And I said, I ain't scared of you. And that spirit left, and I woke up. And I thought, what in the world was that? It was vivid. We all dream. But there are certain dreams where you just know that the Lord is trying to get your attention, or that the enemy has lost his mind and has dared to come mess with you. And so I immediately got up that morning, and I felt led to go to Ephesians 6, 10 through 12, because I wanted to know what I had encountered. Actually, I wanted to know who. I wanted to know who I was wrestling against. Because here's the fact. We do wrestle. That's the first thing that we need to get out of this text in verse 12. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we do wrestle. Some of you might be wrestling right now. We wrestle. And the reason we wrestle is because of the evil among us. 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9 says this, be sober of spirit, be on the alert. King James says, be sober and be vigilant. Because your adversary, and I love this verse because it doesn't mince any words in terms of who the adversary is. Your adversary, comma, the devil, comma, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But, verse 9 says, resist him firm in your faith. Now turn with me to Psalm 10. Turn with me to Psalm 10. I'm going to set a little groundwork, and then we're going to go in. Psalm, what did I say? Psalm 10. I want to read for you. Yeah. Now, I'm not going to read the whole psalm, but I want to give you what the title of this psalm is. It says, A Prayer for the Overthrow of the Wicked. Okay? A Prayer for the Overthrow of the Wicked. And I'm just going to read verse 8 and through 11. And it's talking about the wicked one. Verse 8. He sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the hiding places, he kills the innocent. His eyes stealthily watch for the unfortunate. He lurks in a hiding place as a lion in his lair. He lurks to catch the afflicted. He catches the afflicted when he draws him into his net. He crouches. He bows down. And the unfortunate fall by his mighty ones. We're not here to scare anybody because there ain't nothing to be scared about. But there is evil among us. And the fact of the matter is we don't have to be afraid of the enemy. That's why I feel like in my dream I was like, I ain't scared of you. Because we are God's children. And through our relationship with Jesus Christ, that's why 1 John 4:4 says, Greater is he who is in, who than he that is in the. Now you're going to ask, you got to ask yourselves, everybody in here, everybody that can hear my voice, you have to ask yourself, is God within me? Is God within me? So now, let's kind of look at Ephesians 6:10-12. First of all, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. We have to be strong. We can't be weak. We have to be strong. Not in our own strength, but in the power of his might. Come on, let somebody say, I'm strong in the power of his might. All right, then verse 11 says, Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the what? The wiles. Everybody say wiles. The wiles of the devil. So now, I don't always give you the Greek word, but sometimes when it just is obvious, I give it to you. Here's the Greek word for wiles. Methodeia. Methodeia. That's the Greek word. Where do you think, what English word do we get from that? Method. Method. So the wiles means the methods of the enemy. It also means cunning arts. The enemy is cunning. Deceit, he wants to deceive you. Crafty, he's very crafty. Trickery, he wants to trick you. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy you, to wreak havoc in your life. And he has many methods. He has many methods. Then verse 12 says, For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And here's when I had that dream, when I went to this scripture, I wanted to know what I was dealing with. So this is what I sensed. This is what the Holy Spirit gave me. First of all, in scripture, when you have a verse like this that lists four different things that could be the same, it usually isn't. Principalities, powers, rulers, spiritual wickedness in high places are four different things. Four different things. Four different ranks. Okay? So now, principalities, in Greek, it means beginning, it means origin, it is the first person, it is the leader, it is the first place. Now, I'm going to use this as an example, okay? The organized crime, and you can look this up, organized crime, the mafia, they have ranks, okay? Are you with me? So now it's four ranks in organized crime. And the hierarchy goes like this. The first person, the head, is called the boss or the don. Okay? So who do you think the principality is? That is Satan himself. Okay? Satan himself. Then you have powers. So underneath the Don, or the Godfather, if you will, or the boss, is what's called the underboss, or the second in command. That's your powers. Are y'all sticking with me? Okay. So powers in Greek means governmental authority, influence, right of privilege, freedom to do as one pleases. The underboss can pretty much do what he pleases because the boss trusts him. The underboss will do things and tell the boss he did it later. Okay? That's the second in command, powers. Then number three, you have rulers of darkness. Now these are like, this is in scripture, it means the Lord or the prince. So the rulers have territories. What are you trying to do? Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, sir. You're supposed to put up your finger like that. Yeah. They don't do that in Puerto Rico. So the rulers of darkness, they have territory. So you got the principality, you got the head, then you have the powers, and the powers each have rulers underneath them, and the rulers have territories. In the organized crime, they call the rulers the capos, or the lieutenants, assigned to a specific territory. Okay? So I'm not going to take you to it, but I could take you to Daniel, the 10th chapter, verses 10 through 13, when Daniel was praying, and Gabriel was trying to come and give him the answer. And it took 21 days, and Gabriel said, look, I was trying to come, but the prince of Persia of this territory. The enemy is very territorial. Okay? And so that's the rulers of darkness. Then, number four, you have spiritual wickedness in high places. This means, this basically what this means is higher realms than the earth realm. It's not natural, it's spiritual. Spiritual wickedness, think of it like this, spiritual wickedness from high places. And these are the soldiers who do the dirty work. Did y'all hear what I said? So you have the principalities that sit up in their lair and just kind of give orders. You have the powers who are right under the boss, and they basically have full reign to do what they want. By the way, the prince of Persia in Daniel was a ruler, possibly a power, but a ruler, at least a ruler. Okay, then the rulers now of areas, they have foot soldiers that go out and do their bidding. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? So principalities, powers, rulers, spiritual wickedness in high places. I believe that most of what we deal with is the spiritual wickedness in high places. That little demon, little imp thing that visited me in my dream wasn't a principality. It wasn't a power. It wasn't a ruler. It was just spiritual wickedness. It was a foot soldier. Y'all, you get... Now, I've had, you know, I haven't had many encounters with demons. I'm thankful. I'm not scared. I ain't scared of you. I'm not scared. But I haven't had many. But I've had a couple. I remember, I was in youth ministry. Got a lot of youth here. I was in youth ministry, and we were back in our day. We met at like the youth leader's home. You know, we would have fellowship and stuff, and we would have teaching lessons, and we would have prayer. And I don't know what happened this particular night, but somebody had the nerve. Well, it wasn't their fault, but a demon manifest in a young person. And I remember, obviously the leaders took control of the situation, but it was a teaching moment for all of us, and we were all praying. And I remember seeing It happened a couple of occasions. I remember on one occasion, someone took the word, the actual Bible, and placed it on the person's chest that was demon-possessed, and the demon cried out. I saw it, my own eyes. I remember in one instance, I could tell that the demon was getting weak and was didn't know what to do, and I'll never forget this. And this is somebody I knew. Was going like this and said, Master, what should I do? I had a dream, and this is a few years ago. Never forgot this one either. When I woke up, I knew it was a spiritual wickedness trying to just see what it could do. In this dream, this is so funny. In this dream, I was a chain smoker. I mean, Pastor was like, I loved it. Now, I could say this, and this has always been with me. I do not like the smell of smoke. I just because it gets into my throat, and it's just all right. So, but in this dream, woo, I loved it. Loved it. So then when I woke up and realized it was a dream, I knew instantly that the enemy had the nerve to try to introduce me to smoking. And I just woke up all like, you really are stupid, ain't you? But I knew it was a spiritual attack. So I said all that to say this. There's a few things I know. Number one, evil is real. We don't want to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it today. Evil is real. Did y'all hear what I said? Now, you ain't going to always see it. It ain't going to always be right in your face. You might not ever have a dream like I had or anything like that, but I'm just going to tell you, evil is real. Oh, I can tell you, you've seen it. It's right there on the news, but they just call it something else. Demonic influence, or the overtaking or possession of a person, and I'm going to give you a couple examples, by demonic forces is real. One of the major weaknesses in our country, I believe, it's really sad. One of the major weaknesses in our country is that we refuse to acknowledge the influence and impact of spiritual forces, wicked forces in our society. It is not just because someone was abused by a child that they shoot up a school or a mall or whatever, or a church. It's not just because someone was bullied. It's not just because of mental illness. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes it's spiritual illness. And this can't be medicated. Some of it is pure evil from the pit of hell. This makes absolutely no sense to me. Why have a national day of prayer if we're not willing to acknowledge that the reason we desperately need a national day of prayer is because there's evil among us? We're flipping around trying to figure things out. We call it something different every 10 years. Turn with me to Mark, the 7th chapter. Everybody say the evil among us. Mark 7. I'm going to read 24. Begin reading at verse 24. Mark 7, 24. Jesus got up and went away from there to a region of Tyre. And when he had entered a house, he wanted no one to know of it, yet he could not escape notice. But after hearing of him, a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately came and fell at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, of the Syrophoenician race, and she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her. And he was saying to her, let the children be satisfied first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Basically, Gentiles didn't have first preference. That was the whole idea. God's, the children of Israel, the Jews, that's what he was referring to. But this woman, but she answered and said, yeah, Lord, but even the dogs under the table feed on the children's crumbs. And he said to her, because of this answer, go, the demon has gone out of your daughter. And going back to her home, she found the child lying on the bed, the demon having left. But here's a couple of things I want to point out. One, notice it is the woman's little daughter that is demon possessed. The enemy don't care how old you are. He don't care who you are. And you might even ask, what door was opened that this little girl was demon-possessed? You know, because we think of that scripture, you know, need to give place to the devil. Well, let me just tell you this. This is an invasion. The devil has power to invade the space of the vulnerable. And so little children, you know, that's what you want to say. You want to say to the devil, why don't you pick on somebody your own size? They're vulnerable. They're open to the spirit realm even more than we are. So it's more of an invasion of the vulnerable rather than the enemy somehow having given place. That said, this was a little child. Listen, if you, parents, if you peek into your child's room and they're having a conversation with somebody that ain't there, or they come and tell you, yeah, my friend said, you better check that out. Check it out. Now, this Canaanite woman was begging Jesus. I say begging because she asked once and basically Jesus said no. She begged Jesus, listen closely. She begged him to cast the devil out of her child. Sure is quiet in here. She begged Jesus, cast. And this is what I say to that. Good for her. At least she was willing to admit that her child had a spiritual issue that couldn't be cured by some other means. Time out. Ain't gonna do nothing with this. Look, when I was a child, I could act up all I want. And they would know right away if I was demon-possessed or not. Because the minute that belt hit my behind, I'm saved. It's out. It's out. It's gone. You ain't got to say in the name of Jesus, you just whoop me. I'm delivered. Just whoop. Your child, you know, do that funny thing. Your child doing that funny thing where they drop their head and roll their eyes and growl. That ain't cute. You better ask Jesus. You better ask somebody. First question you should ask is where'd they get that from? Now turn with me to Matthew, the 17th chapter. You know what? Hold that. Turn to Mark. Just stay there in Mark. Mark, the 9th chapter. Look at verse 17. Now, I want to give you another instance. And I'm almost finished. Another instance of someone who was demon-possessed. And this one is given in both Matthew, Mark, and Luke. For time's sake, I'm only going to read the Mark account. But in Matthew 17th chapter, just for your reference, Matthew 17:14, the father said that his son was a lunatic and very ill, throwing himself in fire and water. In the Luke account, in the 9th chapter, it says that a spirit seizes him and he screams. And also, watch this, the spirit mauls him when he leaves. So sometimes the spirit will come and then he'll leave, but when he leaves, he just mauls the you could see the young man mauling at himself, just scratching himself, possibly cutting himself, which also brings out the point that this demon felt free to come and go as it pleased. Now look at Mark the 9th chapter, verse 17. Mark 9, verse 17. And one of the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought you my son, possessed with a spirit which makes him mute." And this is the same account. "And whenever it seizes him, it slams him to the ground, and he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and stiffens out. I told your disciples to cast it out, and they could not." And he answered, Jesus answered and said, "Oh, unbelieving generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him. When he saw him, immediately the spirit threw him into convulsions, and falling to the ground, he began rolling and foaming at the mouth. That ain't normal. And he asked his father, watch, "How long has this been happening to him?" He said, "From a child." Now, we don't know how old he is by now. Could be, I don't know, could be a teenager, could be an adult. We do not know. But what we do know is that this crazy demon has been coming and going, wreaking havoc. Okay, just to review, this demonic spirit seizes this young man and throws it in the fire and in the water. It makes him mute so that he can't speak. He slams into the ground and foams at the mouth. He grinds his teeth and stiffens up like a dead person, like a stiff board. He goes into convulsions. He screams. The spirit mauls him, and he's coming out, which means he's scratching or cutting himself. All this from one, not a legion, just one demon, who has been doing all of this since the young man was a little child. And we often forget that this is the account when the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Why couldn't we cast him out?" And Jesus said, "This kind," that's what he's talking about. This kind that's been coming and going all these years, that has a foothold, that has taken up residence and is doing all this, "this kind cometh not out but by fasting and prayer." Now, I would venture to say that maybe that one could have been a ruler or a power. And in these three accounts, Jesus rebuked the disciple. Rebuke the disciples and the unbelieving and perverted generation for not recognizing nor having the ability to deal with this spiritual wickedness from high places. We can have church every Sunday all we want, but if we're not dealing with the evil among us, what are we doing? If people are walking around under spiritual evil influence and they're not being delivered, and listen, let me just say this, because I don't, hear me, because I have doctor friends, okay? So I understand that there are certain people under certain conditions that are in need of medication. So I'm not downing that at all. The only point that I want to make clear, is that it is not always a medical issue. That's all I want to say. As a parent, grandparent, guardian, whoever you are, you have to prayerfully decide what is the best course of action for your child or for whoever you're dealing with. You have to use your discernment. All I'm saying is sometimes, possibly, it's not a medical or a mental issue. It is something that needs to be dealt with spiritually. And until we as a country understand that and put that on the table as a possibility, close with this. I want to give you a few references. Luke 10. I'm not going to go to it, but I'm just going to paraphrase for you. In Luke 10, the first chapter, Jesus sent out the disciples two by two to go minister. And And then in verse 17 of Luke 10, the disciples came back and they were like, "Woo, Jesus, even the devils, even demons are subject to us through your name." Hello? That's kind of what Jesus was saying. Hello? Jesus said, "That ain't no big thing. Marvel at the fact that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I saw Satan fall like lightning," which means he's already defeated. He's already defeated. Second Corinthians 10, verse 3-4 talks about that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. I'm going to give you real quickly seven weapons. Here you go. First, our faith. Your faith is a weapon. Jesus said to Peter in Luke 22, 31, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your what? Faith fail not." 1 John 5, 4 says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith." In my dream, I felt like I was saying, "I'm not scared of you because I know whose child I was." So, weapon number one, our faith. Weapon number two, the Word of God. I really loved what Ava was praying about, the Word of God, the power of the Word of God. Jesus spoke the word of God when he was tempted. Number three, prayer. Pray without ceasing. Enough said. Four, fasting. Number five and six are kind of together from Revelations 12:11. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And the reason why your testimony is so powerful, because it comes out of your mouth. You speak what God has done for you. "How dare you, devil, try to come in my dreams? Do you know who I am? I am a child of God. I received Christ as a young child. I am filled with the Holy Ghost." The Bible says if you resist the devil, he has to flee. Now, he may come back, but when he comes back, hit him again. And then number seven, praising God. Ooh, that's a whole, that right there, praising God. Let me just tell you something. Aside from, you know, you having your faith and fasting and prayer, when you're being attacked, just start praising God. It decapitates the enemy. It disorients the enemy. Yes, there is evil among us, but we don't have to be afraid because we have Jesus. Look at somebody and say, I have Jesus. And we have spiritual weapons. Close with this verse. James 4, 7 says, "Submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Submit therefore to God. All right. I want everyone under the sound of my voice. There may be some young people here. And listen, we have to be bold. We have to be bold. But if you feel right now that you have truly not submitted your life to God, and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to be bold and stand on your feet right now. And I want to pray for you. If you say, "Pastor, I want Jesus in my heart. I want Jesus in my heart." And you know for a fact that you haven't truly submitted your life to God, I want you to stand on your feet right now. Is there anybody? All right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Would you mind? It's all good. It's all good. I believe there's a few more young people need to come. You can stand right there. This is Breslin. We have a story. It's your day, man. I saw Breslin Wednesday, and he had been sort of reluctant to go back with the youth. And so after we were done Wednesday, I came up to him, and this is what I said. I said, "What color do I have to wear for you to come back with the youth. And we talked a little bit more, and then he looked at me and said,
purple.
Breslin represents the generation of our youth. Man, so bold. So bold. Listen, asking Jesus to come into your life is real simple. All it means is, all you're saying is, you know what? I've been trying to do it on my own. And I'm sorry that I've been trying to do it on my own. Right now, God, I want you to do it for me. Right? Before I pray, is there anyone else that wants to stand? Anyone else? So Breslin, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to say a prayer, a simple prayer, and I just want you to repeat it after me, okay? That's all you have to do. Now, can I just be honest with you and say that when you stood up, because God, because God looks at your heart, He's already done the work in you. Saying it with your mouth simply confirms and affirms what you already have said in your heart. And I just want you to know that God loves you. So just repeat after me, okay? Lord Jesus, I want everyone in here. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you now asking for your help. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I need you. I repent of my sins now. I turn away from everything that is not like you. And I ask you to come into my heart and change my life. Forgive me, Lord. Wash me, Lord. Cleanse me, Lord. I surrender to you my mind, my heart, my soul, and my body. Thank you, Lord, for changing my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, here's what you didn't know. Purple is the color of royalty. I'm going to get this. I almost took it off, but probably not a good thing, huh? I'm going to get this dry cleaned. Let me give you this shirt as a reminder to you of your new life and royalty in the family of God. Listen, we'll get with your parents and we'll connect. And we're going to continue on this journey, all right? And it's going to be good. It's going to be cool. I love you. Let's give Breslin a hand. Listen, I need to do this one more prayer. Listen, those of you who have felt in some way under attack, stand on your feet right now. In some way under attack, stand on your feet. Lift those hands toward heaven right now. This is your day of deliverance. Be strong in the power of His might. A part of it is that you have to be strong in the power of His might. By the authority that I have that God has given me through the blood of the Lamb, I speak deliverance over you now. I speak healing over you now. I speak the blood of Jesus over you now. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon can prosper against you. Be bold, be strong. Resist that spirit. Resist the devil in the name of the Lord. I speak healing. I speak spiritual freedom. I pray that that weight would be lifted. I speak to those evil spirits. I speak to those demons, those principalities, those powers, those rulers, spiritual wickedness in high places. I command you to go. Now you say it. I command you to go. Say it. Come on, say it again. I command you to go. In the name of Jesus. And now give God a praise right there. Give God a praise. Give God a praise. All right. All the young people that are going, in 5 minutes, meet me in the fellowship hall. All the young people that are going, you know who you are. In 5 minutes, meet me in the fellowship hall. I love y'all. God bless.
Glory. Somebody say glory. I guess I got 5 minutes, right? So we're going to lift the offering. Let's give a hand clap for the ministry of giving. Amen. What a word, what a word. I feel like Peter, James, and John on the Mount of Transfiguration. Lord, it's good to be here, and it's good for us to be here. Hallelujah. Raylan, God bless you. All of heaven is rejoicing just on your proclamation. Hallelujah. So we have our different ways of giving. I just want you to, when you come to give, there's some things that you need to just take into account, that He's your source. Amen. It's part of worship. We're blessed to be a blessing. This is good ground that you're giving into. And lastly, God loves a cheerful giver. So let's lift that seed up, our gifts. Father God, we thank you for this day. Father God, our hearts are just overwhelmed with your love and your presence here today. Father God, we wouldn't want to be anywhere right now but with you. The presence is here, oh God. Father God, we just ask that you just bless this gift that we're going to give. We pray that it's in good ground, Father. We pray that it be used to the glory of thy kingdom, oh God. And everyone says, we're blessed to be a blessing. We're blessed to be a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
They are out of the way. Youth, you can start to, if you haven't gone back already, you can start making your way back. If you want to get up and go ahead while I'm going to give a few announcements out. I was wondering why Pastor was matching these beautiful lights earlier. I said, I wonder if I recommit next week, if I could talk to Lady S about my favorite color. Maybe her clothes are cute. Okay, I got a couple of things for you here. our team member fellowship, TMF is what we call around here. It's our breakfast, and that is for anyone that participates in participating leadership anyway involved here at the Presence. That's March 4th. That's the first Saturday at 9 a.m. at First Bank of Owosso, so you want to mark that on your calendars. And then we have, we still have all of our activity groups in the back, the sign-up sheets, the foodies group. We just met at Gibby's in Collinsville. How many got to go on that? That was so fun. I tell you what, it was some good. What did I get? Shrimp, catfish, hush puppies, gumbo. We're trying different places. It's super fun. Maybe food you don't normally eat, or maybe you do, but it's been fun. It's not too late to sign up with that group or any other group that you see back there, whether it's the photography, crochet, you can do it, cell phone review, golf, and the foodie. So just have it's available anytime you'd like to sign up. And then we have coming up on our Wednesdays, it's our Energy and our Presence Kids meet every Wednesday, just so everyone knows, but that is our Just One Verse Wednesday at 7 p.m. And how many people we have a monthly memory verse challenge. So every month, one's give for February. How many have been doing that? It's Hide the Word, monthly memory verse. And this month, it's in a bulletin that you get, or it's by email. You've probably seen it. This month is John 13, 34, and 35. So that's something we're going to have one each month. And you can have that memorized, whether you put that on your mirror in the bathroom each month, whatever, however you want to do. But if you're coming on Wednesdays, you never know. It might pay off just to be prepared to know it. You might get called on, or if you know it, you might volunteer to say it. But I know this month it's Jesus' word starts out with Jesus speaking, a new commandment I give you. Anyone know? Love one another for the month of February, month of love. So yes, but just a reminder, participate in that. If you have children, youth, encourage them. Put it somewhere on the refrigerator. Let them get the word of the Lord in their heart and hide it in their heart each and every month. So it's almost the end of February, and we'll be having a new one coming up for March. So just want to encourage you to do your monthly memory verse challenge, whether you come or not. It's awesome. Okay, and I think, let me look. That is it. So we got that, and of course the youth are going on their thing right now, but the next thing is our TMF to mark on your calendars. God bless you today. Gary, you coming back up? Oh yeah. I'll have Gary back up. Dismiss us.
Praise the Lord. Y'all ready to go? Well, do y'all remember the last seven things he said about your weapons? Let's see if we can. Okay, they go on. Okay. Prayer, fasting, what else? Testimony, was that one of them? All right. I think y'all were listening then. So we did find out that evil is real, right? But God is real too, right? All right. So we have an antidote, right? Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Good to see everybody. Everybody looks so beautiful. Why don't you look at somebody and say, I see you. And the love of God looks good on you. And the love of God looks good on you. All right, all right. Let's raise your hands. May the Lord God of your fathers bless you 1,000 times more than you are, and bless you as he has promised. Amen. You're